Please be seated. I just skipped Jeremiah today. I hope you don't mind. He's having a bad day. And you have to look for it, but actually you can see it is what I'm going to talk to you about in the gospel. But you have to look for it a little bit more deeply to hear it in Jeremiah. But I'm going to start with the gospel because it's a lot more fun. So, in this chapter, we have three stories of mercy. Mercy is probably too small a term for what we're talking about. It more than likely needs to fit around loving kindness. The Hebrew word is chesed, and it doesn't translate well into just mercy. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. But you're familiar with all these stories. You heard two of them this morning about the lost sheep, and then the one about the lost coin. And the next reading, which maybe Patrick has next Sunday, I'm not sure. I don't know if you're preaching or not next Sunday, but is the prodigal son or the lost child. So we have three lost things. I'm setting you up, Patrick. I just want you to know. So three lost things, the sheep and the coin and the prodigal son or prodigal child. And in each one of those, there's a pattern that we just need to know about. One, something is lost. Two, somebody finds it. And three, they throw a party. That's good to know. That's a pattern that's there, okay? So our introduction to the gospel is from absolutely an opposite direction. Who introduces us into God's loving kindness, or Jesus, are the Pharisees. They don't often get to introduce Jesus, but they did today. And this is how they did that. Well, wait, let me set this up a little bit more for you. The Pharisees loved to follow the law. The law was really for them how they practiced their religion. Now, we can all quote law, and we can all understand that we can get ourselves in trouble with it if we make it more than what it really is. And that sometimes is the fall down of the institutional church, to be truthful. I'm not against the law. We need law to coordinate our efforts and know about certain things and create boundaries. This is not a statement against the law, but it is to say that the law has never contained all of God. The Pharisees believed the law did, and so their relationship was really with the law and not with God. Problem, right? That's why Paul says in his reading, I once was a blasphemer and a persecutor. And he did all of that under the law. He found a way to persecute and blaspheme under the law. That doesn't make any sense, but we all know this in our society, that there are people who know what the right thing is, but they'll find a loophole in the law to not do it. It's not that I'm speaking about politicians either. So here we have Pharisees, right? So the Pharisees are going to designate who is a sinner based on the law and based on their interpretation of the law, which was strict. It was generous for them, but strict for everybody else. So when they say this next statement, consider it a compliment. All right, you ready for it? This is how they introduce Jesus. This fellow welcomes sinners. He even eats with them. Ooh. Who would do that? This fellow hangs out with the people that don't follow the law, the sinners. And it's one thing to kind of hang out and maybe generously be a little kind, like, ooh, take this. It's another whole thing to sit down at dinner with them and actually have to have a conversation. What a great introduction into Jesus. And remember, Jesus is teaching us our concept about God. You ready? One of the essential qualities of God is loving kindness. Each and every one of us can understand what loving kindness is. God can't help but to be loving and kind. It is the essence, one of the essences of God. This is given in generosity, and God can no more not be loving kind than God cannot be God. Now, I say this to you because Jesus is trying to teach us about God. The sense of loving kindness, that when someone is lost, God follows them relentlessly in loving kindness. Not in judgment, not sitting down and saying, ooh, bad, 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 bad sinner, but hey, you're lost, come here. Do you see this difference? Jesus is teaching us about the loving kindness of God. And he does it through the example of a lost sheep. Now, anybody been a shepherd here? Okay, I'm good to go then. I have a story about a sheep. When I was a young Franciscan, I went and visited some of my brothers out on the Navajo Reservation in Arizona, and they raised sheep. Sheep have about 12 brain cells. And I went out for a long walk, which was not always the best thing to do in the desert, because not only are there roaming sheep, they're also winding rattlesnakes. But you know, I'm a Franciscan, so all creatures of our God and King. Anyway, a sheep followed me home. So that one brain cell of the sheep said, follow him. And the sheep followed me home, and I had no idea. I went out for a long walk, and all of a sudden I have a sheep with me, walking down the road with me. And I would look at the sheep, and the little sheep would look at me, and I'd look, and then I'd, go away, go, oh. I'm supposed to be a kind-hearted Franciscan. I did pick up pebbles to kind of gently. The sheep wasn't having it, because its one brain cell said, follow that guy. So I got home with a sheep. One of the brothers attended the garden. He said, why did you bring a sheep home? Anyway, they found the sheep's home. But the sheep know how to follow. See, part of being a sheep, one of their other brain cells, is to be in a herd. And sheep like being in a herd. They do everything together. It's the original herd mentality. They love to do everything in a herd. And when they don't see their herd, they don't know what to do. So for this little sheep in Arizona that followed me home, knew to follow somebody that looked like a shepherd. Okay, so here's the story then of the lost sheep. Because another brain cell of the sheep, we've used up three of them already. When a sheep wanders away, so this is how it typically happens. The sheep, here's the crowd, see, here's the herd, happy sheep all together, happy sheep. Silly sheep, oh look, there's grass over here, this looks good. Munch, 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 munch. Uh-oh, the herd's gone. I can't see the herd. Let's see, I'm going through my brain cells. Do you know what lost sheep do? I'm telling you the truth. Do you know what lost sheep do? They sit down, lay down. They don't get up. They don't see their herd. They don't see anybody they recognize. They don't smell anybody they recognize. They don't hear anybody they recognize. They don't see the herd. They don't know what to do without the herd. They lay down. You can't get them up. Here, sheep, come here. We'll call the sheep Billy. Billy, once again, please come over here. Come on, come on. I'll lead you back up. Huh. Brain cell number 12 says, don't get up. The herd's gone. Stay right here. This is a true thing. That's why the shepherd has to go over and pick up the sheep and drape the sheep on his shoulders, because the sheep won't move. Its brain cell says freeze, okay? The sheep needs to be back in the herd. Hold on to the sheep's hooves, or legs, or whatever you call them. Shanks, maybe, when you eat them. Anyway. That was bad. Okay, so here's the deal. The shepherd is either going to hold on to their feet to make sure that the sheep stays on their shoulders, or with their staff, they'll hold the staff so that it holds down the sheep's feet. Because sheep will, you know, they'll move their feet around. Because, again, brain cell number one says, I'm scared, I should kick. So we get a sheep now, and the sheep comes back, and now the sheep is in the herd again. And the sheep's happy. Because brain cell number two says, I'm back with the sheep. I'm back here. I'm back in my community. That's an important thing. So let's push this a little bit to figure out what's God saying, or what's Jesus saying about God. He's not calling us dumb sheep. He's saying that we belong to each other and that we belong to God. And that even if one of us is lost. See, the 99 are okay because all their brain cells are happy because they're with each other. So if somebody is lost, the God that Jesus is showing us is the God that says, I will go find the lost sheep and I will do what it takes to get the sheep home amongst the family. And when we get back, the last brain cell of the sheep is to be happy. And so we have a party. Now just think. I'm here to tell you that I've been a lost sheep in my life. I don't think I'm the only one here. But if I am, it's okay. But I have been a lost sheep. And if I believed in a God that just was judgmental and exacting, I wouldn't be here. But I know the God that Jesus reveals to us is about loving kindness, is about gathering and creating unity and creating a sense of family, a sense of belonging, a sense of love. This is how we are the people of God, is that we are together as a family, brothers and sisters, siblings. And when one of us who is lost comes home, we rejoice because we are together. You and I think, have probably had those experiences in our families maybe, or amongst friends. When somebody that we haven't seen for a long time comes home, it's a beautiful thing. We rejoice. This is the God that we believe in. The God who is willing to say, psst, oh, come here. Yeah, I have you. You're okay. You don't think you are because that brain cell you don't have. But I have you. You're okay. I'm taking you home. That's the God Jesus reveals to us. Look. Look at him. He welcomes sinners. Well, that's all of us. And sits out down at table with them.